This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There we go again. How do you do? Here's something to think about. You ever notice that when you don't have enough sleep, the world around you gets uncooperative, difficult, dumb, and impatient?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. All right.
I also noticed that this has been a brutal Mercury retrograde, at least for me.
Yes.
Not a great Mercury.
Flood in my house the other day. It's been quite the tough time.
Mercury retrograde's not... Well, it depends on... Where, what your size, what's going on with you, but it has not. In, some of them are softer. We had a mild one earlier in the year, but this one has been a little more difficult travel-wise and communication-wise, especially. All right, so we're here to communicate. Jennifer Horn, El Comunicado, but it would be feminine of communicator. It would be Comunicada.
La.
La Comunicada. Victoria Keelan is a La Comunicada as well. Kara Schillen is at the control. She's a La Comunicada as opposed to El Comunicada. I would be El Comunicada, right? El Comunicada.
Yes.
Got that? Figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the masculine.
Yes. In a moment, remember the old show, Car 54, where are you? It's Area 51, where are you? After the...
And actually closely related to my story about the Pentagon, about the Defense Department, and about government cover-ups. So these two stories actually have a lot in common. But we'll start with House lawmakers that just passed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. So that sounds kind of boring. But what could come from that will be no doubt very interesting to many Americans, especially those who suffer with Lyme disease. How many of us have heard about someone? I have a friend who has Lyme disease.
I have it.
And it's supposed to come from infected tick bites, right? Insect bites.
All right.
So this amendment was proposed by a Republican from New Jersey, Chris Smith is his name, which would require the Pentagon to examine whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding its use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975. There are many people who believe that perhaps the government created Lyme disease in some sort of test gone wrong. Chris Smith said on the House floor on Friday that his amendment tasked the DOD's Inspector General to ask the hard questions and report back. If it is true, what were the parameters of the program? Who ordered it? Was there accidental release anywhere or at any time of these diseased ticks? He said he was inspired to add the amendment after reading material that suggested significant research had been done at U.S. government facilities, including Fort Detrick, Maryland, and Plum Island, to turn ticks and other insects into bioweapons.
Great.
Now, Chris Smith, who is a representative, again, a longtime advocate for raising awareness about Lyme disease, he's also the co-chair of the House Lyme Disease Caucus. Earlier in the year, he introduced a bill that would authorize $180 million in funding for Lyme disease research, prevention, and treatment for programs. So now the House and the Senate will meet soon to reconcile two versions of this defense spending bill with this clause that they release the information on whether or not this was government created. How interesting is that?
Well, so, Chris Smith is interesting too because he is the next district down from where we live in New Jersey. So he's actually my parents' representative, and it's a hugely populated area with deer, overrun with deer, and a lot of people in his district and all across New Jersey have been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and because there are so many wooded areas, and the deer actually they're even coming all the way to the beach at this point. We're so overrun with them. I'm not surprised that Lyme disease is something that he's been a champion of or research for. But that's interesting, though, if it thinks the government did it.
The government, this is a wonderful world, isn't it? The government creates something that's bad, and then you pay for that. And then the government decides, well, we're going to clean up our mess, and you pay for it as well. Such a deal. What a great country America is. Where else would they have Area 51? Million people signed up for a Facebook event calling on users to meet at Area 51 in September. So The page says, if we Naruto run, what, I don't know what that means. What is Naruto
run? Keep reading.
All right. Well,
it says it right there.
I know, but it's this frustrates me to a point. The Japanese inspired running style, arms stretched backwards and head is forward, and then you're going to run. They sort of look like aliens, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. There's a post on the Facebook page that attempts to cover its bases, implying it's a joke. But is it really? The Air Force probably doesn't think it's a joke. And I don't think it is a joke.
I don't think it is either.
Area 51 is still an open training range for the Air Force. And they said we would discourage anybody from trying to come to the area. But why? This is something that also has baffled me over, that my mind was wandering when I got to the Naruto part of Victoria already. Because this is, I go back to what I just said a minute ago for the Pentagon, and they screw up and make mistakes, and then we have to clean it up. And in this circumstance, or any, where it says federal land, no trespassing. I'm a taxpayer. I'm part of federal. How dare you tell me I can't go on land that I paid for? And that land is posted. You got people, the park ranger come arrest you for going on to Area 51 is a public. I mean, I guess I can understand why you wouldn't want people wandering around a nuclear base or something like that.
Well, it's also a military base, too.
Right. But you know what I'm talking about. What's there? And why is it such a big secret? That's the question that I have. And I want to know an answer. There's no answer. Never gotten an answer. I've asked the question for a long time.
We're going to see some pictures of Doug leading the charge.
Yep.
Right. I'll have my Naruto outstretched arm.
Yeah, you have to lean over, and you've got to have your arms behind your back stretched out. And I think it'll be a very interesting look. Maybe you can add a cape to it. It'll be a nice look.
Captain Stefan. Yes. At your service and on your side. 14 after here on the DJV program. Names in the news next.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of names in the news. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens led the court's efforts to provide legal protection to prisoners at Gitmo, has passed away. He was 99, the second longest serving justice. I think he was on 35, 36 years in the history of the court. A lot of interest in him for many reasons. He's an interesting, very smart character. Very, very smart. You like to think that most of the Supreme Court justices are smart, pretty smart, very smart. I'm not sure that's the case with all of them, but he certainly was. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is also. I saw an interview. Armie Hammer was being interviewed about why he wanted to do that movie with, and I forget what the lady's name is that played Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but
Felicity Jones.
Okay, yeah. He said he was so inspired by her when they did the read. You know, they sit, they do what they call a table read. They go through the script and they try to figure out how the chemistry is going to be between the actors and actresses in shows like that or movies. And so he was just inspired by her. And they started the read by going to the last scene in the movie where she delivers apparently the longest monologue ever delivered by anybody in a movie, a woman anyway. If you haven't seen the movie, it's quite a good movie.
That's been on my list, actually. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It is. Also on the people list today, Roger Stone, sort of from the other end of the spectrum in terms of intelligence. I don't think this guy's as dumb as a rock, but at any rate, a federal judge has barred Mr. Stone from posting on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter, at least till he goes to trial.
He's in timeout. He has to give away his devices.
Time. Right. Judge ruled that several of his social media posts violated a gag order that restricted him from making any public comments about his case. As I said, he's as dumb as a bag of rocks. The judge ruled that Stone now can't post about anything on social media, political or otherwise. Judge decided not to hold Stone in contempt or revoke his bail. He is a long-time associate of the president's, indicted, but that's not that's not his crime. I don't see that as a crime. He testified before Mueller and made a lot of statements that apparently were not true. He also is charged with witness tampering, obstruction of justice, official, all kinds of misconduct. Trial scheduled for November. So why does it take so long for the guys like this to get to trial? What's the holdup? So he was charged, I think, in January. So why do we wait till November? What takes 10 months to put this guy before a judge and a jury?
They're not going to get him on anything.
No, they probably won't. No.
The fact that they use amphibious, this just shows you what's going on here. The fact that they use amphibious frogmen to go into the back of his house to pull him out, I don't know. Seems a bit excessive.
Yeah, it really does. It really. Here's this fellow. Remember the story of Sadie Roberts Joseph from Louisiana, a black activist, an older woman, 75 years old. Some guy was charged with murdering her. Her body was found in the trunk of a car last Friday. And it was a racial thing. It's just this immaturity that we have about race. Maybe that's the word. I called it race baiting earlier, but the immaturity that we have toward people.
I think that story is actually one of the tenants who was like a sex offender is the one who murdered her. I don't know if that
was...
Yeah,
but you don't think it was black and...
Well, I'm pretty sure the guy is black who was arrested, but I don't know. Yeah. You might be right.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you,
I'm not a big fan of Neil Young, but I've always liked this song.
I feel the same way. I love this song. Like, you know, he doesn't really do it for me otherwise.
Nah, he's a jerk, actually. But he supports the farmers, so I like him because of that. But other than that, 3 years after the popular Bridge School Benefit Concert Series came to a close, Neil Young again raising money and awareness for children who have serious medical conditions. The Harvest Moon Daytime Benefit Concert takes place at the Painted Turtle Camp, about an hour north of L.A., September 14th. Performances by Father John Misty, Nora Jones, and Neil Young there. This song is not what you'd expect either. I don't know that much about Father John Misty. What's his story?
Big on the festival circuit. I have some friends who are really into him. Yeah, he's kind of like, I don't know, he's somewhere in the alternative world. He doesn't really fit into one kind of genre, but he's gaining in popularity for sure.
Is it? Performances set against the backdrop of the Los Angeles National Forest. Fans sitting on a grassy hillside just a stone's throw from Lake Hughes. The concert is the first major benefit show in 3 years for Bridge School, which provides free education to children with severe speech and physical impediments. What I remember about Neil Young was that he had a speech impediment, I think. He's a stutterer. Do I remember that about him?
I don't know, but the reason that he's involved with Bridge School is because he and his former wife had a son who was born with severe physical impediments and couldn't speak, yeah. And then they had a second son who had the same thing. Mm-hmm. So he's had a rough, parenting has been, he's had a rough time, but he's raised millions of dollars through his concert series, which was great.
Well, he's brought, in the last 20 years or so, he's brought more than 100 artists like Paul McCartney, Elton John, Metallica performing to help raise money for this facility in Hillsborough, California. Harvest Moon also raising money for the Painted Turtle, a nonprofit providing children living with serious medical conditions a traditional camp experience without charging them for it. Included with each ticket is a celebrity chef picnic cooked and served by Southern California's top chefs. a beer and wine tasting from California breweries and wineries. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock Pacific time. You can purchase them at accessaxs.com. If you want more information, you can go to harvestmoongathering.com. Even though we can...
Sounds fun. I would love to go to that.
Pick apart Neil Young. Yeah, it'd be a pretty good concert. Another concert announced, the We Day concert at the Forum in Inglewood in April. The event was quite an interesting day. There's a We Day special broadcast coming up, hosted by Neil Patrick Harris, bringing together thousands of young people and parents and educators striving to make a difference in their communities. The event that was held in April and be broadcast Friday, the 9th of August, features Selena Gomez, Joe Jonas, Bill Nye, Pentatonix, Mahershala Ali, Natalie Portman, Haley Steinfeld, Megan Trainor, among other people. Neil Patrick Harris says, "I'm so inspired by the people who are celebrated in this year's show. As the dad of two young children, I want my children to grow up in a kinder, more compassionate world. The WE organization empowers each of us to make a positive difference, teaching us inclusion and to be proud of what makes us, each of us, unique." That's laudable. So again, the concert special on ABC, 8 p.m. on the 9th of August, which is a Friday. Selena Gomez, Jonas Brothers, Pentatonix, Megan Trainor, hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. It'll be an interesting show. Good for them. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He served on the bench from 1975 to 2010, passing away yesterday at 99. Late yesterday, when the news came down of his passing, candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was at a campaign event in Iowa, and he said of Stevens,
"He understood that, the most important thing about being in the court is being prepared to listen with an open mind to the litigants before them, and I thought he was a fine man."
The U.S. House passing a resolution condemning President Trump's controversial tweets about four female Democrats in Congress. But those tweets only seem to be increasing his support among Republicans. A Reuters poll finds Trump's support by Republicans now at 72%, up from 67% last week. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as a relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Trying to think about how to approach something that'll make your hair curlier than it is, Jennifer. Victoria, it's the DJV Show, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I was just looking at our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. And I always like it when people lecture me on how I'm supposed to conduct my program. And so I will pay attention to a post from a fellow named David Foley, who listened to us converse about the debt and the trillions of dollars that were in the hole and who's responsible for it. He is happy to tell me that I have a responsibility. I do, you're right, sir, excuse me. I have a responsibility to bring you a radio program that you will listen to. And everybody's different as to what they think is a good radio program. That's why there are selections and choices for which I am thankful. I've been a choice doing this program for 32 years. So I think I kind of know what my responsibility is. Anyway, he said, this is for you. I'm greatly concerned about the debt as well, but you claim Clinton leaving office with zero debt is BS. I think
I think it's. I think
first of all, that's not what I said. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think to clarify, Clinton left office with a balanced budget.
Yes.
I think different, right? I think we still had national debt. Right.
Yeah. But we didn't have the kind
of
national debt that we had with Bush, and then was worse with Obama, and now it's getting worse still. My point is, sir, whether you're more interested in protecting your little corner of the world, your thought process, and who you like and who you don't like, and that's fine. That's up to you. My responsibility is what I see it as, not what you see it as. And my responsibility is to, as I said a few minutes ago, present a good radio program every day, which we obviously do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have hundreds of affiliates and millions of listeners. Do I make mistakes from time to time? Sure. Do I say things that maybe sound silly? Of course, because I'm a human being. I'm not. You can hold me to whatever standard you want to, and then I hope you'll be held to the same standard. But it kind of, as you can tell, gets under my skin a little bit. And that's why I don't pay a lot of attention to Facebook much of the time, because it is, as we say, it gives people open rein to be, as they say, honest. No, honesty in that circumstance is, let's take a shot and we'll cover or hide behind whatever Facebook is. Anyway, it's sort of beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I just had a glass of tomato juice, and I don't know that my... Yeah. I guess what's going on. Well, let's do, in honor of that, some food news. Victoria, the keto crust is making it, or is it? What in the world? We need a keto. The keto diet creates a crust for pizza?
Yes. I wish this was closer to where I am, because I've been trying to do like a modified keto. But so people who are on the keto diet, which is a lot of people right now, especially in our country, it's become a very trendy thing. If you crave pizza, then you know you can't eat pizza if you're on the keto diet. You can pull the cheese off and some of the sauce, but that's really not that satisfying. So now, Blaze Pizza is the first national chain to offer a keto-friendly pizza crust. Now, Blaze has more than 300 locations in the U.S. and Canada, and you may recognize this because LeBron James is like the majority owner of Blaze Pizza, and so he does their ads, and he's very involved in the company and with the menu and things like that. And so I don't know if he's on the keto diet or if this is just a response to a need for it or a demand for it, but this new crust, it replaces flour with cheese, eggs, flaxseed, and cauliflower. So you're not getting any of that starchy carb, which is what is not allowed on the keto diet. And this low-carb crust has just 6 net carbs, which for the whole pizza, compared to 80 net carbs for a traditional crust. And so it has about the same number of calories, but if you're on the keto diet, you don't count calories. It's really a high-fat and no-carb diet. And so in addition to the keto crust, Blaze is also offering a new vegetable-based cauliflower pizza crust that's made with cauliflower, mozzarella, rice flour, egg whites, and cultured brown rice. Cauliflower pizza crusts are so popular right now. They have them at California Pizza Kitchen, Oprah's food line called Oh, That's Good. They also have a cauliflower pizza crust. And so both of the new crusts at Blaze are gluten-free, and they are a little more expensive. There'll be an additional $2 to $5 per pizza, depending on the market. So if you're lucky enough to have a Blaze pizza near you, apparently they are pretty darn good.
All right, speaking of pretty darn good, avocados are very good for you, but they're very expensive, and it's interesting to look at where and why. A couple of reasons for the price of avocados spiking, and that will continue over the summertime. For the first week of July, the wholesale prices of mid-sized avocados from Mexico were 129% higher than they were last year at this time. Farmers say that it's the highest price for this time of year in a decade. Wholesale price was $84.25 for a 25-pound box, compared to $37 last year. Wow, that's quite a hike. Let's see what this does for those who like it. According to the USDA, the weekly retail price report, average price of a Haas avocado. What is a Haas avocado?
Haas avocado. Yeah, just a type of avocado. They're the most popular type.
Yeah. $2.10.
What availability, that's the... Yeah.
This year versus $1.17 last year. So the question remains,
every avocado near me is $2 for $5. They're $2.50 an avocado.
That's crazy. We're pretty lucky out here. It's still about a buck.
Expanding global demands, including U.S. demand for avocados, continues to grow up, 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 and up. Instead of eating them seasonally, consumers want to eat them all year long because they're good for you. California and the avocado season there, end of the road for this year. Smallest crop in more than a decade in California, Jennifer. Thanks, Iran.
I had the lowest production I've had in a while. Yeah. We had too much water. That's why it was a very rainy winter.
Mexico is the top supplier of fruit and vegetables to the U.S. We were self-sufficient. We're not any longer. $13 billion in fruits and vegetables, mostly avocados. 90% of them came from Mexico. So that's why the price is up. Thank you.
Avocado oil is something that people are cooking with now, and that was never really a thing. You can do a lot with it, and it doesn't overpower the flavor of the food. So a lot of, avocados are delicious, but my gosh, they're expensive.
All right, what's next here on the Food News Desk? The Hershey Company, beloved by many for its candies like chocolate bars, Kisses, that sort of thing. One of the products is leaving a bad taste, though, in some people's mouths. Class action lawsuit filed in New York by a group of people claiming that Reese's white peanut butter cups are misleading to consumers since they don't actually contain any cocoa butter, which is a key component of white chocolate. According to the suit, Hershey's has taken affirmative steps for consumers to mistakenly believe the product contains white chocolate and has intentionally failed to correct this misimpression. Wow. The packaging on the Reese's
white chocolate. People have a lot of extra time on their hands.
I think
that's a stoner for you. They're sitting at home, they're high, and they're looking at this chocolate.
Totally.
Next up, a couple of young ladies. Let's just flash back a little bit to the 1980s, 1990s. Little toys from fast food meals, remember?
Used Happy to get Meal them toys.
Happy
yeah.
Meals. Yep, right. Today, parents and even their children want to make some changes in the novelty items that you get in those meals. A change.org petition, speaking about people that need to get a life, about children's meal toys, started by two girls in England about 8 months ago. Now 392,000 signatures. They want to get McDonald's and Burger King to stop including plastic toys. And I don't know that this is a bad idea. These young ladies,
I think it's a great idea.
9 and 7, inspired to start the petition after learning in school about all the environmental problems concerning plastic waste. Quote, "It made us very sad to see how plastic harms wildlife and pollutes the ocean. We want to change this," they wrote. In an online post, we like to go eating at Burger King and McDonald's, but children only play with the plastic toys and then they for a couple of minutes and then they get thrown away and they harm animals and pollute the sea. Petition states that it's not enough for these big companies to make recyclable plastic toys, but rather they shouldn't be making toys out of plastic at all. Something to be said for that, for sure. So that's good. Good for them. If you want to see the results, I haven't posted this on the Facebook page for the DJV show, but if you want to go over to my personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see three pictures of, there's a turtle, there's a shrimp, there is it really breaks my, when I look at that, the stuff that's coming out of the sea, you look at this dolphin, that's all covered with lesions and cancers and stuff from the Gulf of Mexico. And I think that's, we can say, well, it's an exaggeration. I don't know that, and you don't know that. The fact that it's happening and you can see it in these different species is something that is very troubling for me. Very, very troubling.
It should be troubling for everybody. Look at, you know, the all the beaches in Mississippi are closed because of the, you know, the toxic algae and dolphins showing up with cancerous lesions. There are a lot of environmental groups who are still testing the water after that oil spill down in the Gulf, and I haven't eaten Gulf shrimp. I refuse to, or oysters or anything like that, because there are just too many reports out there that it doesn't get any attention. But that oil spill is still having residual effects.
Yep. All right, 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Looks like there was a reunion of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Camille Grammer was defending herself because of the money she got out of Kelsey and keeping his name. I think that it amazes me who's interested in these shows and why people watch them. Pretty amazing. Gossip, I believe it's called. It's 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Three after the hour, time for our weekly in-person visit from Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard around the country all weekend long, here, there, and everywhere. We always have great direction from Warren as to where to go with our pets. Some phrases that are typically used, I'm sick as a dog, or we're in the dog days of summer. Where do those come from? Why are these the dog days of summer? Why aren't they the cat days or the cow days or the horse days of summer? Why are they the dog days of summer? It's a big idea.
I really don't know. It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. I'm assuming because when it's hot and the weather's really, really, you know, moist outside, I'm assuming that dogs get lazy and sleep an awful lot. So maybe that's why. I got to look
really?
It up. I don't really know. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Doc.
So that,
thanks, Doc.
Yeah, you're welcome, Warren. It's something for you to think about. How about what are friends for, right? If not to have you think. Sick as a dog. Where'd that come from? My dog's not sick. How do you...
You know...
Who's responsible for that outrage?
I was talking and interviewing veterinarians, and a lot of them say they often see dogs and cats who have the same health issues as their guardians. And in fact, it's true. So some vets are actually advocating, and I'm not so sure about this, something called One Health. One Health. Now, I always said that if I'm sick, I want to go to my vet because they could diagnose much better than most doctors for people. But the bottom line is this. They assume that because the anxieties and the illnesses run along both sides, that perhaps when you go see your doctor, the veterinarian and your doctor should be practicing together and collaborating because certain diseases or problems your dog may have will correlate to yours and vice versa. I don't know. Multi-specialty practice is what they're calling it. You know, dog, cat, and and human being. I think it may be a good idea. I really do. I think it'll ease a lot of anxiety, and I think that a lot of stresses and a lot of illnesses that people have really do relate to the same illnesses that their pets have. What do you think? Would you go to a doctor that does both?
As you're explaining that, I'm thinking about my health, and I'm thinking about Daisy's health and how much healthier she has become since she's been around me. Not only the issues with her joints and stuff, but she's very healthy and has, I think one of the ways to tell how healthy your dog is how healthy his or her appetite is. Don't you think that's the case?
That's a perfect example, Doug. For example, let's say the veterinarian, very often when you see someone that is very, very overweight, their dog or cat is generally overweight as well. So that's something perhaps the vet could pick up on, and maybe if there were a veterinarian and an internist working together, a human internist, perhaps they can kind of work out a program where both of you. I know, for example, when I wrote my first book, Pet Aerobics, an exercise book for dogs and cats, many, many years ago, people would really look at their dog or cat a little differently and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it for me, but I'm going to do it for my dog or my cat, and therefore they lost a weight at the same time. So I think there's something to be said about perhaps working with doctors that treat, some treat dogs and cats, some treat people, but kind of at least collaborating with each other, I think would be beneficial to both.
You were talking on your program last week about animals having a sense of humor. When's the last time you saw your dog smile at you or chuckle? I think they do. You look in their eyes. I think that's one of the ways you can tell what the dog is thinking by looking in his or her eyes. I feel that way. What about you?
Here's the survey. An online survey. People were asked to rate their pets for things like friendliness. Over half of fish owners said their fish had a good sense of humor. In fact, fish apparently... before you start laughing, fish apparently have or appreciate a joke more than cats, horses, and birds, but not as much as dogs. Listen, they do. What makes you think they don't? See, here's the bottom line. You go out, you get a fish tank, you drop your fish in the tank, and that's it. When I have a fish tank, I don't have one at the moment. When I had a fish tank, all my fish had names, but more than names, I would stick my hand in there, I would play with them, I would change their environment every couple of days so they were interested, and I really do believe that fish have an incredible sense of humor, no doubt about it. But also they said that dog owners are the most fun to be with, cat owners the most dependable and emotionally sensitive, and reptile owners the most independent. So I really do believe fish have a sense of humor. Call me crazy. A lot of people have.
When's the last time you saw your therapist?
It's been a while. People think that fish don't have personalities. People think that fish don't have emotions. And I'm a believer that every living thing has feelings and emotions. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true. I'm with you on that one, yeah. But how you recognize it. We have National Pet Fire Safety Day this week. A lot of pets are affected by home fires. We all see what happens when the floods take place. American Kennel Club and ADT Security joined forces in the National Pet Fire Safety Day to spread awareness. Preventing your pet from starting fires, probably a good place to start. Dogs and cats around.
Stickers on every door. Stickers on every door with emergency phone numbers and how many pets are in the house, where they tend to hang out is very, very, and also emergency phone numbers, really beneficial.
Yep, that's part of it. Good. Thank you, Warren.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.